Yeah. Welcome back. Episode number 15, All Raw No Condom. So today, I have my honorary co-host here today. My boy's been on a couple episodes. This is episode 15, but technically it's episode number 27. Because we had so many that we scrapped. The last episode that we did...
None of mine.
The last episode that he and I did ended up getting flagged for copyright. So so we had to scratch that. And we haven't been able to... how long ago was that? Like about a month and a half ago?
It's been a little minute.
Yeah, it's been a cool little minute. But we finally was able to link again and get the schedules up and running. Welcome my boy Big David.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, my guy? How you been?
Chilling, bro. Busy. Chilling? Yeah. Busy? Enjoying this fucking good weather, finally.
Bro, fucking time, right? So, today is, what is it, the 19th?
18th.
The 18th. So we're on a Saturday.
Yep.
So, man, I feel like this month is always going by real quick.
Once October hits, it's just
nonstop, right?
Yeah, it does not stop.
Fucking nonstop today, bro. fuck. I'm like, shit. But anyways, speaking of today, I don't know if you heard of this yet. I posted it on my social media, but I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Okay.
You haven't been looking at my stories lately, and I noticed, you know? So, anyways, okay. Long story short, though, Partisan Fontaine. Megan Thee Stallion's boyfriend.
Oh, they were never married?
No.
Okay.
But, so Megan Thee Stallion came out. I just want to get this off my... Because it's in my head. I don't know if I don't bring it up. I'm just going to forget about it.
Talk about the song?
Yes.
Cobra?
So she did a song called Cobra. Sneak this in this nigga, right?
Okay. I didn't know that's what it was about.
It wasn't the whole song, but she throws a little jab at this nigga. So, he getting his dick sucked in the same bed that I was sleeping, right? So last night, it came up, and then came up on one of the blogs on the Shade Room, something like that, right? The fact that, he did a response track to her. And he named it, instead of The Stallion, it's called The Person. Right? Let me tell you. So, I'm like, all right, because I fuck with Partisan. He's a cool nigga. Right, let me find out what he's talking about. Song was fire. I fuck with it. Heavier than me and your weight put together. You know what I mean? I fuck with this track, bro. I'm listening to it. I'm like, his analogies of his time, what up with it. The shit that he's saying. I'm like, okay. He's throwing little... This little 1-2 drop that had me, I'm like, whoa. He responds to that part. So you a liar or something. You said that I was getting my dick sucked in the same bed you're sleeping, something like that. He goes, you did you first, but I just did me bigger. And you know what I mean? I'm like, oh.
Did he mention anything about the Tory Lanez incident?
Nah, he did not. But he did say that she was lying on Gayle King, on the Gayle King show. And then one of the things that she asked him if she had fucked Tory Lanez, she said no, but she had a little hesitation. She was like, sexually? No. You know what I mean? So she had a little, if you legit didn't fuck anybody, you're going to flat out say no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But the reaction would definitely be there. No. Especially how females are.
She definitely was hesitating on it. They re-uploaded it, obviously.
That's wild.
I'm like, ooh. But, nigga, the thing that had me kind of more, feel for this nigga, was the fact that he said that she had said that, he's like, I even asked you if you fucked these niggas. You put it on your mama. That's the one I knew I couldn't trust you. And he goes, you had me. He goes, you lied to me about fucking them. He goes, you even had me dab them when we met.
Damn.
I'm like, oh, the ultimate fucking disrespect. You know what I mean? The ultimate fucking disrespect.
That's That's a murder right there. I'm sorry.
Facts. You know what I mean? Like women don't realize how, both of them. You know what I mean? Like, I would much rather know. You know what I mean? But if I'm dapping these niggas up, you know what I mean? Like, that's the ultimate form of disrespect, my guy. Like, be honest with me. Be like, yes, I fuck this nigga. You know what I mean? Like, but apparently, like, you know, he said that, you know, she lied.
Like, I've heard some shit about, like, oh, how could you do, how could you pick him? I introduced y'all. But to actually have these motherfuckers dabbing each other up, knowing what you guys are doing behind closed doors, that's fucking crazy. I guess you were fucking a
producer.
Crazy.
The producer hasn't been named yet.
Ooh.
And then I guess he went to the studio, he dabbed them up. He tells the whole, I'm telling you, he's painting a fucking picture, nigga, the whole fucking song. But I didn't know if he had heard it yet. That's why I brought it up.
Nah, do you think he did that on his own, or you think he had help on that song?
No, he used to go for Cardi.
Oh, did he? Yeah. I don't know nothing about him, so.
He I just know he was fucking a baddie. Backing it up, him and Cardi B.
Okay.
Remember that song? Mm-hmm. He did that one. He got some bangers, bro. He got some. He's a good rapper. I'm like, he's one of the rare people who, like, I just enjoy hearing what they come creatively out.
So is that what he does? Like, is that, what's his profession?
He's a rapper.
Okay.
A rapper,
see, I didn't even know that.
Rapper, singer, I mean, rapper, songwriter, producer.
Gotcha.
Basically what he does.
So that's obviously how him and Stallion met.
Yeah. But I didn't want to just jump into that, but I didn't know if
he's a yet. Nah, he's a pretty big dude, no?
Yeah,
I thought he was an athlete, that's
like,
why.
Yeah, he's like 6'2".
Yeah, I thought he was an athlete.
He was on Wild and Out. And then, like, I don't know if you remember Bobby J. Thompson, the short, remember, he was a role model, the black kid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's on Wild and Out now that he's grown. He's like, they were doing, like, the wild style at the end. He like, I didn't want to know, who is this nigga? You know what I mean? He's like, and then he fucking sums him. He's like, nigga, I'm tall, dark, black, and handsome. And then he, like, looks down at him. He's like, I look like God. And I'm like, damn, that nigga sunned him, bro. But yeah, that
nigga sunned him. I'm gonna have to listen to that. I heard the Cobra track, but I only heard it once. And she was saying some, like, wild shit. Because, like, the song kind of... I watched it on YouTube. I saw the video pop up. I'm like, oh, she released a new song. Let me watch this. I'm an ass connoisseur.
Yeah.
So, like, Meg's always... She's always... Smaller. I'm going to have to relook at that. But she's always showing ass in her videos. And I appreciate that about her. And she's throwing it. She be throwing it. So, I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay.
So, I was like, let me peep this out. So, I'm watching it. And the vibe you get from the video... Plus her dancing and stuff. It's kind of weird. Like,
he said that she got lipo.
Did she?
He says in the
song. Oh, okay.
He said that she got lipo and then she started posting, like, you know, videos of her in the gym.
Yeah, that's just females 101 right there.
She's one of those few females that's going off of being a natural body.
Right.
And that's what I find so fucking attractive.
Right.
I find a natural body attractive. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, these other girls may be cool and they'll
Do you find lipo not being natural?
Not that I don't find it natural, but I'm just like, to me, those imperfections that like that, there's nothing wrong with
it. Nothing wrong with it.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
At all.
I don't mind something small down there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love me a natural female, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny because, like, there's different, like, all these different acronyms for women are coming out, you know? Like, and like, you know how in English we have BBW, you know what I mean? But now in Spanish they have torta. You know what I mean? Like, they call them torta.
I feel like a torta is more... It's more of an insult.
It used to be, not no more. Now the women are called... Now the thick women are calling themselves tortas.
Man. Well, because... I mean, you see on people's cars, no fat tortas and shit like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's an insult. It's like, not, I see, you
not,
see that now.
Like BBW originally was not meant for a bigger chick. You know what I mean? BBW was originally supposed to be for a female like Nicki Minaj. That was what the original BBW term was supposed to be for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then the bigger girls, because, you know, it stands for a big, beautiful woman.
Right.
So the bigger girls took that and they ran with that and they took it. You know what I mean? But, like, now that's what thick women are doing now.
What was the original?
What?
What was the original what was BBW standing for originally?
That's what it was. You know, big
beautiful.
I mean, like big, like, you know, like big ass, big titties. You know what I mean? Big beautiful woman. You know, but
so it wasn't specific to a race.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, because you got pogs as well.
Yeah, it was like.
So I thought BBW was more
what
for.
I had a conversation about a pog with one of my boys. Shout out my nigga G Breezy. He's the one who cleans my shoes. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm fucking referring to him like I just have a shoe guy. But technically I do. He's my shoe guy. But he's also my brother-in-law, my sister's fiance's brother. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's family.
Right.
But yeah, what does POG mean? What's the acronym for?
I just thought it was basically the white girl version of a BBW.
But the actual acronym, do you know what it stands
for? Oh, man, I used to know. Hold on. Not even close. I can't remember.
Because I told him, because one time it populated, you know, like somebody was POG on this girl that was shaking her ass, right? And then she wrote, somebody asked, what does POG mean? I was wondering what it meant. And somebody replied, so I just took that meaning, and I just kind of ran with it. I'm like, okay, that's probably what it stands for. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
there we go. Fat ass white girl. There we go. Right?
Okay, so fat, like,
pH.
pH fat. Yeah.
Because
okay.
It's a good fat. It's a good thing.
Okay, so.
Being called a pog is a good thing.
What somebody wrote was pale ass white girl. like light skin. So nah. I always thought it meant pale ass white girl. Like skin tone pale. Like it was a white shit. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, so I always thought that's what it meant. Like, that's another fucking acronym that, like, I thought it was that for the longest time. And, like, for the longest time, I thought PMS was for period mood swings. Like, that's what I thought.
Hey, I ain't even gonna hold you. When I was in, like, fuck, what was I? Like, middle school? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah.
When AOL chat and shit was first, the AIM, when that shit first came out, and I was up on there or whatever.
Okay.
I used to think LOL stood for a lot of love.
A lot of love?
Yeah, okay. A lot of love. So I was like, damn, I'm fucking... I got these bitches over here loving me and shit, you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, still, I was making them laugh. So either way, it was like I was doing something, you know? But yeah, I used to think it was a lot of love. I was like, what a fucking idiot. But yeah, I was young, bro. Fuck it. But yeah, that shit's funny. Pale ass white girl.
That's what I thought it meant. Because somebody wrote that in a comment, you know, pale ass white girl. So I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Pale, like,
I mean, yeah.
Tone, you know? I didn't know it was fat ass white girl until he said he's a fat ass white girl.
Yeah.
I don't think so, nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think so.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, if you said so.
Hey, because honestly, like, you're a pretty factual person. So, like, had I not known, I probably would have ran with it if you told me that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you would have told me right now, it means pale ass white girl. I'd be like, no, that's not it. It's definitely not that. But.
Yeah, hit me like,
nah,
that ain't it. Hit me
with
the Charmaine? Nah, that ain't it, y'all.
That shit's funny.
So, hold on. One thing I want to conversate with you about, all right?
Yep.
Moving from that topic, you know, but I don't know where, I mean, I know where it originated from, the stereotype.
Okay.
With big dudes like me and you.
Okay.
And there's like, there is, like, no, all of my boys that are big dudes aren't like this, but I fucking hate to stereotype the fact that just because we are a little bit heavier set, that we'll just take any pussy that comes.
Oh, hate, bro.
Oh, my.
You could ask any of my friends, male or female.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
Male or female, you could ask any of my friends.
Yeah.
I am the most
picky
prude person. If I don't want to... If this person doesn't do it for me, whether it's, and don't take this the wrong way, but whether it's physically, personality-wise, their whole facts-wise, like, I'm picky as well. And you know this.
Yeah.
You know this. Yeah. Firsthand. Correct. Firsthand. Correct. We've gone through this plenty of times, firsthand.
Correct.
And you've seen me, you know.
Yeah.
Shoo them away. Not trying to be cocky or nothing. I'm not saying they're falling. Right. You know, I'm just saying, like, nah, respectfully.
It has nothing to do with cockiness. It's more of like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what I want. That's
correct.
It.
You know?
And it goes both ways. Girls in shape, thick girls, skinny girls. Everybody has what they want, what
correct.
They like.
Correct.
So,
and
believe it or not, there's girls out there that fuck with heavy dudes. And shout out to them. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to those queens.
For real.
Fucking queens, bro. The reason why I brought that up, I noticed that whenever I tell some of the niggas, I don't even kick it with some of these niggas no more.
Real quick, I've seen, pause, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. I've seen some handsome ass dudes that are my boys. take some shit that are like, it's like, what are you doing? Yes. No offense again, but it's like the topic we're saying is, oh, fat dudes will take anything. I know some dudes who don't struggle getting it, taking anything, and it's like, bro, you could, like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, for real? But yeah. Anyways, sorry.
We're gonna continue. Circle back to okay. that. We're gonna circle back to that. But so there was this I was talking to this dude I used to kick with. Me and him are no longer cool. You know what I mean? But he, the thing about it with him is that he had literally such a mind fuck the fact that there was girls out there that I'm not okay with. Like, I wouldn't fuck. You know what I mean? I'm like, or like girls that like are even remotely cute, but I'm like, this is my home girl. Like, I wouldn't fuck. Like, once I had developed like that kind of relationship with some girls, I'm like, I'm not fucking you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have a handful of homegirls like that.
Yep.
Who are like, to you, may you be like, oh, she's a baddie, she's an A1. But to me, like, I don't see her that way.
Right.
Like, I see her like as an, I would see my cousin or my sister.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like,
and there's girls out there that don't believe that, but it's true, that happens.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to my friend Jennifer. Shout out to my friend fucking Treasure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these are my homegirls. I don't see them that way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't see them in a sexual way. I wouldn't fuck them. You know what I mean? I'm like, they're not taking anything away from what their looks and
right.
how cute they are. I just developed a friendship
with them. It's just your guys' personal friendship.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I just developed a friendship with them who, you know what I mean? And like, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, like, you know what I mean?
It just didn't go that route.
I never even tried. Right. Know, I met Treasure when I was in the middle of a 5-year relationship. You know what I mean? And I met Jen, you know what I mean, through Gabe. You know what I mean? And like, and then I was in a 5-year relationship with her, during when I met her too.
Right.
You know, so like, it was always been a friendship type of thing. You know what I mean? But, you know, I ain't gonna lie, there's girls that I'm friends with that I probably would fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, it's not all of them, you mm-hmm. know? But going back to what we're talking about, I was having a conversation. I'm like, he goes, no, you would fuck her? I'm like, you would fuck her? I'm like, no, I wouldn't. And like, literally, I basically had to like, argue with this nigga that, no, I wouldn't fuck her, bro. Like,
yeah.
I would not fuck her, bro. Like, what the fuck you want? Like, no, nigga. Like, I wouldn't fuck her. And then, like, and then to me, I'm just like, bro, like, there are some dudes, there are some big dudes that will probably fuck anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, like, they're lonely, they just want, you know, whatever,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not that type
on
of
the
dude.
Apps, and but nothing not against that, the apps, but, yeah. you know, like.
And I'm on the apps. So I can't even get mad at it, you know? Like, but, I just hate the stereotype because I feel like we're being generalized. But the fact that we'll just take anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not it. Like, I have to be attracted to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and then just because you're attractive doesn't mean I'm sexually attracted to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's women out there who are like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, this is all wrong or wrong. There's some women out there who are straight bitches.
Yeah.
Who will take away from me wanting to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you have a really fucked up attitude, a really nasty attitude. I'm like, it just makes you ugly. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
You know what I mean? I'm like, some dudes just don't care. There are, like you said, going back to what you said, I've seen some fucking dudes are buff cut niggas who will fuck anything. You know what I mean? And there's, I can count on one hand how many women I regret sleeping with my whole fucking life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I have pretty high body count. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to argue. You know what I mean? But me, like you, you firsthand know that I never struggled in that department.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You know, like, I have Riz. You know, I know how to talk to women. You know, like, if you know, like, you know, to me, like, getting pussy has never been a big challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm very picky about who I sleep with. You know? Like, I've been tricked into pussy. I ain't gonna lie. I've been tricked into giving up dick. I ain't gonna lie. I've been tricked into... Actually, you were there for one of the times I got tricked. You know?
Yep, yep.
Like for those people who are kind of new and haven't listened to the back episode yet, we went to a lingerie party and I invited him a while back, where the women wore lingerie, men don't really wear lingerie, so they had us walk around in our boxer briefs and like tank tops and shit, right? There's this girl I was trying to sleep with that night. I had been trying to sleep with her for a while now, and then that night she was definitely not giving it up. She had just got over a breakup. She was not having it. I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'll take my L. There's this other girl there. But I fucking the shit out of me since I got there. I go inside. We were out, remember, out on the balcony. I go inside to grab a beer. And then I shut the, like, literally out of a fucking movie, I shut the fucking fridge. She's standing right there. What the fuck? And then she tells me she wants to suck my dick. I'm like, I'm good. I'm like, I'm down for some head. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm down for some head. So she takes me up. There was a two-bedroom, there was a two-bedroom apartment. She takes me upstairs, takes me to the baby's room, because they had a baby. They had a baby. So she's giving me head on the fucking baby room. She's been giving me head for maybe, like, all of 2 minutes. Right? And then, like, gets on her back and says, like, fuck me. I'm like, I'm already hard at this point.
Right. Gotta I'm get, like, ah, gotta get that nut off.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, I guess I'll fuck you, you know? In the middle of me fucking her, I probably got maybe like 3 or 4 pumps in. And that's when fucking Big David and my other homeboy, you know what I mean, like, opened the door because I guess they were looking for me. See me, like, fucking this girl. You know what I mean? You know? So, that's why I said that, like, if anybody knows, you know what I mean, like, you know firsthand. Mm-hmm. You know? But I just don't like that narrative. You know what I mean?
And that same party, there was a chick there that he... She hit him up, like, walked up to him, was like, hey, I like your homeboy, tell him what's up. And
correct.
Yeah, he came up, and that's I was like, hey, tell her I got a girl, bro. Like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, and...
And he did.
Yeah. I made sure, I double checked with him, though. I'm like, are you sure? Like...
Yeah, he was just like, what? Like, are you sure? Because once I tell her, like, are you sure? Because, I mean, obviously, if...
Yeah.
Certain girls, I would say majority of girls, they hear you got a girl and then you try to come back from that, they're gonna be like, no, fuck no, you have a girl. Like, you're
this is hold on, but this is a different time though. This is back when having a girl really it was back off. Now,
oh yeah, yeah, now yeah, they don't
now you hear this, here you have a girl, they consider it a challenge. Like, yeah, let me see if I can get this nigga to cheat. Yeah, you know,
it's an ego, they want to feel their ego on that,
correct?
But yeah,
you know, this is back when, yeah, so like, and I double checked with him because it was a short thing.
And it was, yeah, it was a sure thing, and it was a shock to him. That shit was funny.
It was not a shock to me, it was more of the fact, like, it's a sure thing, are you sure you want to pass up? Right. Like, it's one thing if a girl's trying to holler at you, but it's another girl if a girl's trying to throw a pussy at you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, and to me, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, now I see where he's coming from. Back then I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm about to explain that a little bit better. Back then, I was in shape. You know what I mean? Big David, you know what I mean? He's always been a bigger dude. You know what I mean? I'm a bigger dude now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So back then, I, you know what I mean? I was going off of the old school narrative. I'm like that, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, like, you sure? He's like, yeah, bro, I'm sure. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, and I went all out. I'm like, nah, bro, he's good. He's got a shawty. Cool, we left it at that. But yeah, now the mindset that I have now going back then, I understand him, you know what I mean? Because I had a choice that night, you know what I mean? I had a choice, you know, like, obviously, you know, me and old girl, like, you know, I was trying to get help a girl, it didn't happen, but yeah, you know. But anyways, now I know where you're coming from back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because back then, now I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? I'm like, he just doesn't fuck any bitch. And that's completely fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the way I am. You know, that's the way I am now moving forward. You know what I mean? Not moving forward, but that's how I am.
Right.
You know, myself. And I just feel like a lot of men don't have dick standards.
Nah.
Playing off of that, my boy, not my boy, back at my old job, downtown, anybody who listens to this that worked with me at my old job, well, no, exactly what the fuck I'm talking about without me even name dropping to. This nigga was fucking anything and everything. From pogs, like big, you know, BBW women, to like, what the fuck is this? Like older ladies, like in their 50s and 60s. He was fucking anybody and anything, bro. Anybody and anything, he was. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, and that's when I kind of started thinking to myself, I'm like, nigga, do you not have standards for your dick? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have dick standards, my nigga? Like, fuck you doing? Like, obviously you got some sort of fucking riz.
Right.
If you having, like, all these females fuck with you, you know what I mean? But I'm like, but her, like, they're not even in the same bracket, nigga. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You're fucking with this woman. You're fucking with this girl who's like 65. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like 60. I know she's in her 60s.
Damn.
You're fucking with this other girl who's like weighs more than me. You know what I mean? And you're fucking with this girl who's a dime, and you're fucking with this girl who looks like a troll. I'm like, nigga, like, where the fuck is, like, you're just like, you're fucking anybody who would say yes to you,
right,
fucking,
basically. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's wild, bro.
That's where I came to say, I'm like, fuck, like, some niggas just don't have dick standards. You know what I mean?
Man, some I want to tell a story. I don't know if I should say it on the fucking pod, but I mean, obviously, they're not going to know who it is.
Keep it anonymous.
No, I don't 100%, but I'm just saying, anonymous. Like, if they ever hear this, they're going to be like, damn, but I mean, it's anonymous. Bro, I have a homie who's not, you know, he's a taller dude, he's in shape, like, always gets the attention from the ladies, like,
is that right? What I think it is?
I'll tell you off the pod, but I don't know if you ever met him, to be honest. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, well, I thought you were talking about somebody else.
All right, so he walks up to me, and he's like, hey, bro, I met this girl, blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, all right. And he's like, I'm going to get a hotel room. After the, because we were at the club, he's like, I'm gonna get a hotel room. You mind dropping us off at the hotel? I was like, duh, like, I don't give a fuck, you know? She's like, all right. So he's like, she's at the bar. I'm gonna go back, you know, let her know we got it, you know, we got it set up for after.
Yeah.
So I watched him walk back because he hadn't been talking to nobody the whole night. And so he walked back to the bar and I was watching. This woman was old, bro, like 60s, maybe late 60s, okay? So then he comes back. He's like, all right, cool. I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm assuming she does, okay. But it gets better though. Way better than tea. So, so he comes back and we're still kicking it or whatever. We're drinking our beers and he's like, all right, set up. Like, she ain't gonna leave until, you know, whatever. But he wasn't kicking it with her. You're still kicking it. We were just chilling, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he ends up dropping the fucking bomb on me. Like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I should, because she was definitely a female, but she was in transition to become a man. And she fucking told him this shit, bro. And he was still trying to take her to go smash, bro.
He was trying to give her a last hurrah.
I guess. But, like, he even said, he's like, her voice was still already getting deep. Like, it was already getting deeper. She didn't have, like, facial hair or nothing, she supposedly.
Sound like I-20?
So, I'm telling him, like, bro, she's clearly a woman. Do you? If it was a dude, I'd be like, dog, I know you, like, I'm gonna have to let you do this on your own time.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I don't know if you're in the right state of mind to be making this decision. So I end up taking him to the fucking hotel.
Okay.
Dropping them off. But then he said he couldn't do it. Like he said, go ahead, you can have the night or you can have the room for the night. Got himself an Uber and dipped out. And I think what happened was maybe he was coming to his senses after the alcohol or whatever, which he's not, he can handle it. The only reason why, I only hang out with people who can handle their alcohol. Yeah. I don't fuck with that babysitting shit.
Yeah, with that, yeah.
So, I know he can drink. This motherfucker, I've seen him, he can fucking drink and not have a fucked up, you know, he's coherent, he knows his whereabouts, he knows what he's doing, he knows he doesn't get the beer goggles, like shit like that. So anyways, I mean, I know it sounds hypocritical, not hypocritical, but I know it sounds like that's not the case in this instance, which I agree, but he knew, though. That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
You know? So it's like, what was his thought process on that? You know, that shit was wild, but my point being and all this is some dudes don't have dick standards, and this is the worst one in his case,
yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit, and I can hear, so this is when I still had my truck. So obviously they're in the back seat or whatever, and I can hear her talking. She was talking to me, like, I forgot what she was asking, but her voice was, it was deep. It was still feminine, but in a, because, you know, there's some girls that have deep voices that are very feminine.
It was, it's like, just, you ever seen a baseball?
Uh-uh.
The dude from Credit South Park, the baseball? In the movie, there's a dude named Squeak. They call him a little bitch. But he's trying to fuck with this girl who's clearly a trans. You know, and it just reminded me of that,
dude.
But go back. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good? But she was talking to me, and I was just like in my head. I'm just like, oh man. And he was even saying the next day, he's like, yeah, bro. In the back seat, she was, you know, playing with his shit the whole ride there. Blah blah blah. You know, normal shit.
Yeah.
And but yeah, he said he got to the room and was just like, yeah, I couldn't do it. I don't know how far. I mean, I don't think they got to the, like, I don't even think they got, like, closed off or nothing. I think they were probably just chopping it up or whatever. I can't remember. But,
I definitely got my dick sucked.
I mean, not gonna lie, when it comes to head, it's like the standards are kind of not there.
Yeah.
But I'm a very clean person, so cleanliness, you know, is my thing. Okay. The only way I ever had a one night stand like that for that night, for instance, that we were just talking about the lingerie party. The only way I could ever have a comfortable one night stand or even a one night stand in general is if this person can be vouched for by other people, as far as what's their track record like. Are they super ho or super not? Like, I don't want to catch nothing. I don't want. I have a perfect record, right, and I don't fuck with condoms. All raw, no condom.
Facts.
I don't fuck with that.
Way.
So I want to be able to get up in it, whether it's mouth, pussy, whatever, without having any kind of worry in my head or nothing like that. Okay. Like, fuck all that. Okay. Perfect record. So.
Knock on wood, too.
Yes,
knock
sir.
Where's the wood at? There you go. Knock on wood over there, nigga.
Just knock on the wall.
Knock on the wall, nigga. Knock on the wall. There you go. But I'm the same way. Same thing, you know, like, I don't do some shit to me. Like, if you know someone, but usually people are like, she's a hoe.
Right. Oh, she does this all the time? I'm cool. You know, you cute. I like you. I fuck with you.
You know,
but
yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
you know, but there's, you know, like with me, like I said, there's I have standards for myself. I have standards for my dick. You know, I have to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I actually turned down pussy one time because I really want to fuck her.
You what?
I really want to fuck her. So let me tell you. So I was on my way to fuck. My Gabe, shout out Gabe. Right, we talked. He dropped me off. My car had broken down, like that same week. And then I'm like, hey, my nigga, like, drop me off. He like, got you. Drop me off. Drop me off at an apartment complex. The biggest apartment complex I've ever been to. I swear to fucking God, I could not find her fucking apartment, bro. And it's like the middle of fucking July. It's
fucking
hot
ass
fuck outside.
Fuck that.
By the time I get in there, I'm fucking sweating. I don't feel clean anymore. Uh-huh. I mind you, I took a shower before I went over there. I don't feel clean anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get it in. I'm like, listen, we'll fuck around, we'll do whatever. I'm not fucking you tonight. I'll tell you that right now. She's like, why not? I'm like, I don't feel clean. I've sweat since I've been here trying to find your fucking apartment. Like, bro, like, I can't fucking do this. And then, like, a lot of my niggas like, nigga, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like, bro, you don't fucking realize how this would be a very fucking clean person.
Right.
Like, if I don't feel, like, clean or ready to go, like, my dick ain't gonna get up. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not gonna be a comfortable thing.
It's not gonna be a comfortable thing for me.
You're gonna be very insecure about it.
Correct, you know? So, to me, that's why I kind of just made it seem like, bro, like, how is it so hard for you guys to fathom a lot of this shit? Like, you know what I mean? You're okay with a bitch sucking your dick on dirty? That's fine. That's you. You're okay with just fucking any bitch to get a nut? That's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You end up getting that bitch pregnant, nigga. That's also going to be on you. You know what I mean? Like, that bitch, one time you run into that bitch in public with your new girlfriend, you're going to have to explain that to your new bitch. Not me, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it is for me, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But, like, to me, just in general, like, yeah, I can't, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, to me, like I said, some niggas don't have dick standards. You know what I mean? If you know what I mean? Some men are justified.
Right.
Some men don't get a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
So they have to get what they can get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me, I'm a very picky person.
Mm-hmm.
Very picky. If I'm talking to a girl, if I'm entertaining you, I like you. I like the way you carry yourself. You know what I mean? You may be highly spoken of. You know, because I'm doing my research before I talk to you. You know?
You ever had a girl give you an ultimatum? Nah, I guess it wasn't an ultimatum, but...
Elaborate.
So, I was living with my boy and his girl, and they had just had a baby.
Okay.
And then they also had an older daughter.
Okay.
So, at the time, I don't know, the older daughter was probably like 8-ish, whatever, and her room was right next to mine.
Okay.
Like, right across the door. And then the baby's room was right around the corner. Anyway, this is real shit. Like, this is out of respect. I wanted to clap, but this girl, she's been trying to clap for a while.
Okay.
You know as well as everybody else.
No,
I'm a truck. I'm a truck driver. I'm gone. I work a lot. Whatever. I wasn't even gone a lot. I was just working a lot. And so she'd been trying to get it in for a while, and then finally she hit me up, and I was like, I was up, and she's like, "What are you doing?" The whole nine, right? So finally, I was like, "Yeah, I would," but like, and then she knew my situation. Like, I was like, I have, you know, I'm living. I'm a roommate with my friend and his girl,
yeah.
And their kids are here. I was like, their kids weren't here, I'd be down. Like, you could come over, but we can't do nothing. And she was like, it's now or never.
Oh.
And it was literally never. Like, she'd been trying. And I guess she was just sick of the bullshit, which I guess, you know, I get it, because I've been there, you know? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, on some stringing along shit. It was just, like, just the cards hadn't aligned yet. And I wanted them to, but it just hadn't.
Facts.
And, yeah, I haven't heard from her since.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. Shit was crazy. But... point being, I guess, I don't know if that's really an ultimatum or not, but you know, now or never type shit.
I had a girl who kind of like, I felt pressured.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess there you go. That's,
you know what I mean? I felt pressured for her. You know what I mean? So there's this girl, again, from my last job, and she, I could tell she had it, she had a thing for me, I could tell. To me, it just started off being nice. I'm a very nice dude. Anybody knows me knows I'm a very nice dude.
Right.
Like, you know, we at my last job, we got free snacks. I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know, like, we had these pickle packets that we would have. Pickle packets, mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was chopped pickles in there, and they were regular, and they was hot.
Okay.
And I used to like the hots. And, they, you know, they would do maybe give us, like, 5 regular and, like, 2 hot, you know? So sometimes whenever they would do it, I'll go over there and I'd grab me a hot. And then she's like, oh, I want to try those. I'm like, all right, well, next time they come out, I'll get you, you know? She took that for flirtation, right?
Okay.
She thought your boy was flirting. Mind you, she has to do this whole time. She took that for flirtation on my end.
Mm.
I didn't realize she had a thing for me until she started messaging me and sending me nudes. Right after she sent me a nude, I'm like... I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know? Like, fuck going on, yeah. You know? And then, sure enough, she sends me this nude. I'm like, oh. And then she's asking for, like, a date. I'm not even feeling her like that no more. She's not my type at all.
Okay.
She's not my type. She has 2 kids.
Gross.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, ugh. You know? Like,
I'm just kidding.
Nothing.
I'm just fucking around.
Nothing.
I just don't want kids, but I know I'm going to end up being a stepdaddy anyway.
For
so.
Real. You know? She has 2 kids. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, like, but she's really not my type at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm entertaining it because I'm like, I was trying to get out of my comfort zone. I'm like, maybe my fucking soulmate is a fucking mom with 2 kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's my soulmate. I'm entertaining it. We go out. And then she starts bringing it, shit that we're doing, she's bringing that on the floor.
Mm-mm.
So we went on a date. It was clearly a date. We had to go eat. We went to a movie. Dropped her off back at her house. You know what I mean? She comes up to me when we're clocking in. Like, hey, I have a question. Like, in front of the whole fucking floor. Like, you're not moving now. It's like a date. We got this. I'm like, I just look at the shirt up. I'm like, I'm literally talking. I'm like, go sit down, bro. I'm like, go sit down. I'll talk to you about it later. Go sit down. And then my boy, like, nigga, you and that one on day one? I'm like, nigga. I'm like, nigga. So, I'm like, all right. I told him. I'm like, and then I just, like, one time, she would always ask me where I live. I'm like, I live right off the, I'm like, I told him, like, I live right off the I-17. I'm like, you know, big fucking hotel? I'm like, yeah, live right next to it. Oh, okay. One day she calls me. I went home early that day. I had an earache. I'm not feeling well. She, like, called me, hey, how you feeling? I'm like, oh, I'm doing good, thank you. How about you? Thank you for asking, you know, being cordial. It's like, oh, and I know where she's like, oh, like, I'm kind of by your house. My dumb ass. I'm like, oh, for real? I'm like, what, you trying to stop by or what? Okay. I'm like, oh. I'm like, all right.
And she still has to do through all this.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she broke up with him or what. Anyway, long story short, I was laying in bed. I'm living here. You see how far my bed is from my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got up, threw my phone on the couch. I'm like, all right, I'm brushing my teeth. So I'm brushing my teeth. Again, a very hygienic person.
Right.
I see the text come up. I go grab my phone. It's her. What's your gate code? Nigga, what? I'm like, were you outside my complex this whole fucking time asking just to see if I would let you in? Like,
that's wild. That fucking... She wasn't kidding. She was not kidding.
She comes in. She's trying to play the dumb part. I go, okay. I'm
yeah.
Around. Like, bitch, I know why you're here.
Sitting on the edge of your bed all just...
I know why you're here. You know what I mean? Like, let's just get to it, nigga. And I'll be 100%. That night, she fucked me. I didn't fuck her. I did nothing. I'm like, I did nothing at all that night. She gave me head. She was on top. I didn't do nothing.
Hell yeah.
That bitch was hooked. I don't know what. She was hooked. After that, was texting me. I blocked her. She starts calling me. I blocked her number. She starts calling me on Instagram.
Damn.
And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with this bitch? By this time, I'm already talking to another girl. Mm. And I'm showing her. I'm like, this bitch is legit on one, bro. And then, my old girl, she's like, oh, that bitch needs to chill out before I check. Because she also worked with us. You know what I mean? So she knew who she was. Like, my old girl actually trained the new girl I was talking to. You know what I mean? And then, sure enough, you know what I mean? Like, that happened. And then I'm like, yeah, but I just literally had to ignore her, bro. Literally had to ignore her. And eventually she moved on. Thank God. You know? But, yeah. That's basically...
How long did it take her to move on?
It was, like, a good, like, 6-7 months.
Fuck. I know that felt like a long-ass time.
Especially when you're fucking somebody else.
Especially, yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have to see them every day at work. You know what I mean? I'm like...
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she eventually moved on. And then she tried to lie. She's like, oh. Because obviously it was the dude she was talking to, then me. And then she found her new dude. And she would try to lie to me in my face. But I wouldn't even bother correcting her because I didn't want to give her no ammo. She's like, oh yeah, I told him that I broke up with him. You know, I told my original boyfriend I broke up with him for my new boyfriend. I'm like... Like, you bitch. You fucking liar.
Right.
Like, I fucking had to shake you off. Like, what are you talking about? That's but anyways,
wild, bro.
Like, that's what I mean by I got pressure to fucking her. You know what I mean? Like, going back to it, that's what I mean by I got pressure into that shit. But
mm-hmm.
I'm like, but that's why I said I can count one hand how many women I regret sleeping. If I maybe like 2 or 3. You know, one I did as a wingman. The other one tricked me, and you know, by you know, asking for head, and the third one literally pressured me into having sex with her. So that's probably the 3, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, the wingman one, she was actually a lesbian, actually. Or for Phil.
I remember that one.
You heard that story before. And they went full MAGA. Did I tell you?
No.
He went full MAGA.
I think you did, but I don't remember.
Yeah, he went full MAGA.
That's why you guys ain't cool no more, huh?
We started becoming cool before that. Like, this nigga got married like twice and didn't invite me to the wedding.
Damn.
Both times.
That's
I'm
right.
Like,
I remember you telling
so
me.
I'm
that.
Like, all right, nigga, just fuck me, right? You know, I'm like, fuck, all right, cool, you know? I'm like, you seen how close me that nigga was?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, he was around
like,
for a little
like,
while.
Pat not inviting you to his wedding. You'd be like, nigga, what? Like,
yeah.
That'd be like fucking, you know, like one of your closest is not inviting you. You'd be like, you're going to fear some type of way.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
100%.
I'm like, fuck that. No, you definitely gonna be. You're definitely be. Well, my niggas, you're definitely be in my group. I'm God.
Hell yeah.
But
shit, yeah. I might end up with a fuck ton of grooms, man. If I ever get married. I got hella boys, like real homies, though. You know.
Real ones, bro. Yeah. Real ones. It's funny, man, because like me and Big David, we have a relationship without having a relationship. Like we'll go months without talking, and then like we'll just. Start talking randomly and it'll be like we never stop talking.
Yep.
You know? It's a rare friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those rare friendships.
It's always kind of been like that.
Yeah.
Little spurts.
because me and him became friends, you know, through Pat, through a mutual friend. I became cool with Pat, you know, because we and him worked together at UPS back in the day. I was like 19, 20, maybe 21. And then he invited me out one night. I met Big David. We all became friends on MySpace. MySpace was too fire. Like,
right? Bro. That was like, a vibe.
That was a whole fucking vibe, nigga. I ain't gonna cap. That and the party crew days.
Yeah.
Did you hear that podcast about the party crews?
No.
They did a party crews podcast. It was based out of California. But I guess this girl died, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it's really well done. And my boy put me onto it. My boy Marco, who was doing the Messy Thoughts podcast, which is RIP, by the way. RIP to the Messy Thoughts. You know, they stopped that. You know, but it's really well done. I highly recommend it if you want to really. There's only like 10 episodes.
Okay.
So it's a one-off series, but it's really good.
And it's all about party crews? Oh, party crews. That was our era, bro. It would be nice to hear it. Just
it was our era.
The nostalgia.
It was like our perfect era because it was like right when we became adults.
Yeah.
It lasted all the way up until we were legally able to drink.
Yeah.
Like it lasted from like we were like maybe 18, 19 until like going to like 21 and 22 era.
That
like,
was such a wild era, bro. We had no idea. Right. Like we weren't part. I mean, I'm not knocking nobody that was, but like I was never part of a party crew. But I had homies that were in it, and they were in it kind of tough. Which they weren't homies, but they were like
acquaintances.
And they would, hey, yeah, we got this party, you know. They and
you know, really, you were definitely live in the scene.
Though. Oh, for sure, bro. Yeah, like, and scene, I was like, I all of them. And what's crazy to me is like thinking back on it is, I guess, because they went hard, and we used to clown. Like all, me and the homies would be in there. They'd be like, I don't know, like one of the party crews I remember was like. Always on top, so they would yell out AOT when they're in the party.
Yeah.
And like obviously we were young and stupid, so we'd be like ASU, like trying to gang like trying to bang back, you know, like just being stupid, and they look at us like, man, shut the fuck up. But anyway, like you said, we were about 18, 19, 20 years old doing the party scene shit, and looking back, I used to think like, damn, like who's this dude pulling up in the brand new car on fucking 24s and shit, like the head honcho leaders or whatever you want to call them, the creators, they were all in their 30s, bro, partying with fucking kids.
Yeah.
And fucking, like some young ass fucking some predators. Yeah, some predators. They pull up with like three or four bitches and they're fucking brand new. I mean, at the time it was the Chrysler 300. I remember homeboy had a white Chrysler 300 on some fat ass rims, and when everybody was just like, oh my God, like damn, this nigga's a baller, you know, whatever. And I was like, that guy looks old, but whatever. Like, this shit's cracking, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Fuck that'd be like us
so,
now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, looking
that'd
back.
Be like us now.
Even like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we were looking back on it like, man, these motherfuckers are predators, you know? Like, what the fuck? Weirdos. Like,
I, out there, nigga.
It's facts. Like, I'd be dropping off. Sometimes I'll drop off, like, my cousin some brew or something, you know, before they were 21 or whatever. And I'd be like, here, and I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I wouldn't even get down. They'd come out to the car, grab it, whatever, and I'm like, nope, I'm getting out of here. Like, this is weird. I don't even want to be in the same neighborhood as this. They're at house parties and shit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, how can these motherfuckers actually be up in there partying, drinking, getting other bitches drunk and shit, and like, just being comfortable, which technically, yeah, they're 18 plus, whatever, but like, it's like, go to the club, bro. What the fuck's wrong with you? You know, like, I was weird, but.
It's easy now because these
were right.
They're a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, 100%. 100%. But yeah, no, the whole, the cops, like, going after party crews. Remember the party trains? They would all meet at a fucking gas station or at a fucking grocery store with a big-ass parking lot.
Yeah.
And you would just see a train of cars going to one spot. It's like, that's the dumbest fucking idea. Whoever thought of this shit thought it was cool to all show up at once. Like, that's all the cops had to do. Well, they would get it. They would find the text, get it, and go meet us at the fucking spot.
This was before we had, like, the smartphones, nigga. So, like...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to find a way to get there? You know what I mean? If you don't know where the fuck you're going.
But, I mean,
that's
we did.
That's the only way to get there.
Yeah.
Like you, there would, it would be a mass text.
That's true.
That would be sent out, meet up at QT at 10 p.m.
That's facts.
And then we would all leave from there to the party.
Yeah.
So, like, this is before smartphones.
That's true, that's
now,
true.
Now you can just type in the fucking GPS.
Right.
And you'll be on your way, you know?
Right.
But
no, like, that's facts.
It's before all that. Before smartphones. It's back when T9 was popping.
Yep. Fucking Sidekick 2s and shit.
Sidekick 2s, you know? Like, fuck that. You know? That nobody want to fucking see me on T9.
It's all. Dude, I used to text in my pocket just to print it out to proofread real quick. Send it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy.
Ed Hardy days.
Damn.
Ed Hardy days. Okay? Ed Hardy days.
That's funny.
Like, fuck. Like, those were the days, bro. I miss those days.
Yeah.
Ed Hardy's coming back, though. You see that shit?
Ed Hardy's coming back?
Yeah, people, celebrities are wearing that shit.
Nah, I mean, I was never, like, I never rocked it, but.
Yeah. Like, you can get it at PAX Sun now and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are wearing that shit.
Is that the one that used to be at, Yeah, PAX Sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, back in our day, it was called Pacific Sunwear, remember?
Was it really?
Yeah. Pac Sun used to be called Pacific somewhere, and they shorted to Pac Sun.
I guess I never paid attention.
They owned like Demo, and then they shut down Demo. I don't know if you like to work for Demo.
You did?
And our paycheck would say Pacific Sunwear. Yeah.
There was a.
I worked at Demo before I worked at UPS.
Okay.
Yeah. So, those fucking days, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Tom for my space. Shout out that dude, man.
Top 8, top 5. They should bring that back.
For real.
See the drama unfold.
Fuck everybody in it.
Everyone's so soft, bro. Like, oh, they took you out of. Yeah. I mean, even back then, it was still a thing, but it wasn't that bad. But, like, can you imagine if people were putting. If people had a top whatever now?
Yeah.
How much drama that would start?
Oh, yeah.
People are too soft, bro. It would legit end a friendship with no even words exchanged. Like, the fuck?
Bro, like, it's so funny because, like, I don't take it personal, but in a way I do. When I see that someone either unfollow me or block me,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, the fuck? So there's this girl. I'm not going to mention her name. Me and her, we used to work together. Not at my last job. You know, a couple of jobs before that. She tells me that, like, her dude is being unfaithful to her. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, she's one of those... became a friend. I'm like, I won't ever do anything. I'm just trying to be there strictly as a friend to her. She tell me all this shit, right? She tell me everything. Alright, cool. I'm alright. Long story short, she told me, you know, that he, you know, all this, we're being separate. I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, like, you know, like, I'm just trying to be there for her as a friend. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, the nerve, you know? Like, sorry, like, the nigga's not even a good looking nigga, man. Like,
you're all gasp.
You know what I mean? Like, like, you can do better than that nigga. Yeah. Man. Like, any nigga you pick over that nigga is going to be way better looking. You know what I mean? Like, nigga's short, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about short, like, shorter than Padilla, you know? Like, I'm talking about shorter than that, you know, like, I think he went bald, you know what I mean, he was losing his hair, you know what I mean, I'm like, alright, you know, and I'm like, but, you know, it's gonna be an upgrade whenever you go with anybody else, but we had talked so much shit about her ex, you know what I mean, I'm like, me trying, she ended up getting back with the nigga, jeez. He blocked me on everything, nigga, and I'm like, wow, I'm like, nigga, like, I'm only just trying to be there for you as a fucking friend, nigga. You do that? Like,
I can't stand that shit.
And the only reason I knew is somebody liked one of my pictures on my All Rondo condom. And she had, and then she populated on my story like right away. I'm like, the fuck? And I'm like, how come this isn't popular on my personal page? And then I'm like, did this bitch block me? So I sent it to myself on my other personal page.
And it didn't come up.
And it didn't come up. And I'm like, this bitch. I'm like, man, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm like, y'all are just on some bullshit. 100%. Forward. Y'all are just on some bullshit. Like, I'm like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, I had a girl who I was talking to. I've been talking to her since 2019. We were back and forth, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we would get to the point where, like, you know, like, we weren't talking to anybody. We would start fucking around. She would start talking to somebody else. Like, we would stop, you know? She randomly blocked me because I had told her she was always talking about, like, when I initially started talking to her, I was like, oh, I thought we were on some dating shit, but she was on some fuckboy shit. She never conveyed that, right? Mm-hmm. Until like, oh no, this is all it is. I said, okay, cool. I'm like, you never specified, you know? So long story short, cool, you know? And then she had put, I guess she had started talking to a nigga. And then I was just like, and I made a joke, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was a legitimate joke, you know what I mean? I'm like, she's like, oh, you know, I was talking to this dude, and, you know, it didn't work out. I'm like, that's what happens when you don't pick a real nigga, man. And then, like, and I, like, mind you, like, we weren't even on that level no more. We hadn't fucked probably in about a year, you know? And then, like, it was just more of, like, a joke between us. I'm like, I'm guessing you should be able to take that joke, you know what I mean? Like, you took this dick, you know? Should be able to take this joke, you know? Sure enough, she did not like that. Blocked me on everything. Blocked me on Instagram. Blocked me on Facebook. And blocked me on Snapchat. I'm like, ugh.
Pathetic.
I'm like, alright, man. Weak. I'm like, alright. Weak. Like, y'all are real quick to dish that shit out. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, y'all can't take a simple joke. You know what I mean? I'm like, alright, bet, bro. I'm like, y'all soft out here, bro. Yep. I'm like, I don't even get mad anymore. I'm just like, y'all some softy, bro. Like, you can't even take a fucking joke, bro.
Yeah, the thing to me is, like, you can't even talk about it. Like, hey, this is why this is happening. You know? Like, being an adult. Yeah,
or be like, hey, I didn't like that, bro. Like, don't, can you not joke? Like, be a fucking adult about this shit, bro. Like,
do I care? Like you said, you know, like, if I see that, I don't care. I'll mm-hmm. see, I'll be like, uh-huh. You know, I might tell if I have any mutual friends with that person. But I guess, you know, who did this? Like, yeah. The fuck? Like, you know, like, clown?
Yeah.
But do I go after it? No. Do I care? No.
Yeah.
I might think like, damn, what did I do? Did I do something? No. Oh, fuck it. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's gone. You know. Not thought. It's not thought of ever again. But
I'm not sitting there dwelling.
No,
on
no,
it.
No. I'm not like, saying you are. I'm just saying.
No. I'm like, speaking in general, I'm not sitting here dwelling like.
Right.
What could I do to make this person be my friend again?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I'm more on some like, damn, like, over that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess, nigga, like, cool, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I've had like that, I think, that I could think of is I had a homegirl who we're still friends now. But, and that, it only lasted like, I don't know, a week.
Do I know this homegirl?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who we've met and haven't. Okay. Obviously, been friends for a while. But, yeah, I was chilling at her house. And I don't know where she was just like, yeah, I don't think we should hang. She didn't say we shouldn't be friends anymore. She was just like, I don't think we should hang out anymore. Because.
In the middle of y'all hanging out?
Yeah, because.
Sound like somebody I know.
Like, right out of, but yeah, sound, no, because she was.
Sound like a nigga that was pussy whipped when I
think
pussy.
She know, goes.
Like, so.
She was like, yeah, because I don't want. So I'm like, I'm going to keep him nameless because.
Yeah.
We're cool too now. And they're not even together anymore. But they weren't actually even together at the time. But anyway, point being,
probably?
Not even talking. Like it was some old shit that had happened.
Okay.
But like I knew her first, so obviously that's the homie. So like I'm like, yeah. Look, her and I were homies first before you even came in the picture. Like he moved in from out of state, all that shit, whatever.
Okay.
So like that's the only time I ever stayed cool.
Dude got uncomfortable with the situation.
To what?
Dude got uncomfortable with the situation?
No.
What happened?
She thought that her and I friendship, which that's all it'll ever be and that's all it ever has been, is a friendship. She thought it was keeping him from wanting to be with her. This was just some shit that was, and she's still trying to be with him, but he don't want nothing to do with her. This has been going on for fucking over a decade, bro. She's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, you're going to tell me who these people are off camera.
Yeah. So, she just thought that was the vibe. Like, you know what? This will get him back. Hey, we need to stop hanging out because I don't want him to think that we're doing shit. And I'm just like, I literally, like, the way I reacted earlier, like, you know, I looked at her, I just chuckled, I was like, dead ass? She's like, yeah. I was like, bet. Got my shit. I just did. She's like, well, no, like, don't get mad. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck out of here.
Not even mad.
Fuck out of here.
I'm
you're
not
like,
even mad.
No, it's
more
it's
the fact
comical.
That you're fucking
it's comical.
Delusional.
Exactly.
You're
it's
delusional.
Exactly.
Like that. You, like your way of thinking is delusional.
Like she just cracked the. She just cracked the code. Like, oh, this is gonna get him. This is gonna fuck. Hey, David ain't here anymore. We don't hang out anymore. You coming back? Are we official again?
Yeah. You wanna hop in?
All right.
You know, like, fuck you talking about.
And this ain't even talking shit, because if they hear this, they already know. I've already told them this. They already know about this shit. They don't care. Whatever. I don't say nothing that hasn't already been said to the person's face.
Facts.
Friends or foes, doesn't matter.
Especially
yeah.
the Ox.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Ox. Oh, the Ox going to know for sure. It might take another little while to word it right with the homies, but they're going to find out. They're going to know.
On God.
Yeah, fuck the Ops.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. There goes that episode, guys. I appreciate y'all for tuning in for another great episode. Bringing back my boy, Big David. Always welcome on the pod. You know, now it's streaming everywhere, officially. Everywhere on Spotify, fucking Apple, YouTube, the whole nine.
Hell yeah.
Hit me up. If you are interested in coming on the pod, if you have some stuff to tell, don't come on here trying to tell me about, you're working at a pawn shop and you wear two watches. I don't want to hear about that. You know what I mean? Like, don't come on here trying to have no religious debate with me. You know what I mean? Like, trying to talk about trying to help me find God on the pod. Don't fucking do that, bro. Come on here. You know what I mean? We'll spit the shit. You know what I mean?
Stick to the theme. All raw, no condom. Exactly. It's that simple.
Exactly. But I appreciate y'all for coming in. I appreciate y'all for listening. You know, until the next one, until episode 16, right?
Yep.
Tell people where they can follow you, my guy.
Instagram is big.david88. That's really all I fuck with. So I want to give a shout out to all the girls who send unsolicited nudes. Keep doing your thing. It's always appreciated.
A true queen.
Yes.
Queen. It's always accepted. Nudes, you're always accepted in DMs. You can follow the pod at All Round No Condom on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We have a TikTok.
Hell yeah.
And then YouTube coming soon. Okay? It also will be All Round No Condom. But yeah, I appreciate y'all for stopping by. And see y'all later, man.